little area between the library and the high-energy magic building with a load of weeds bound for composthood. The only building on the campus less than 1,000 years old. The senior wizards have never bothered much about what the younger, skinnier and more respectable wizards get up to in there, treating their endless requests for funding for the thaumic particle accelerators and radiation shielding as one treats pleas for more pocket money, and listening with amusement to their breathless accounts of the search for the elementary particles of magic itself. This may one day turn out to be a major error on the part of the senior wizards, especially if they do let the younger wizards build whatever that blasted thing is they keep wanting to build in the squash court. The senior wizards know that the proper purpose of magic is to form a social pyramid with the wizards on top of it, eating big dinners. But in fact, the HEM building has helped provide one of the rarest foods in the universe, antipasta. Ordinary pasta is prepared some hours before being eaten. Antipasta is created some hours after the meal, whereupon it then exists backwards in time, and if properly prepared, should arrive on the taste buds at exactly the same moment, thus creating a true taste explosion. It costs $5,000 a forkful, or a little more if you include the cost of cleaning the tomato sauce off the walls afterwards. There seemed to be a lot of excitement around at the moment. It was certainly interesting working with all these wizards. Teamwork, that's what it was. They looked after the cosmic balance, the universal harmonies, and the dimensional equilibriums, and he saw to it that the aphids stayed off the roses. There was a metallic tinkle. He peered over the top of the heap of weeds. Another one. A gleaming metal wire basket on little wheels sat on the path. Maybe the wizards had bought it for him? The first one was quite useful, although it was a little bit hard to steer. The little wheels seemed to want to go in different directions. There was probably a knack. Well, this one would be handy for carrying seed trays in. He pushed the second trolley aside and heard behind him a sound which, if it had to be written down, and if he could write, he would probably have written down as glop. He turned around, saw the biggest of the compost heaps pulsating in the dark, and said, "Look what I have brought you for your tea." And then he saw that it was moving.
"Some places, too," said Mrs. Cake.
"But why should it build up?" said Windle.
"It's like a thunderstorm, see. You know how you get that prickly feeling before a storm. That's what's happening now."
"Yes, yes, but why, Mrs. Cake?"
"Well, one man bucket says nothing's dying."
"What?"
"Daft, isn't it? He says lots of lives are ending, but not going away. They're just staying here."
"What, like ghosts?"
"Not just ghosts. It's like puddles. When you get a lot of puddles, it's like the sea. Anyway, you only get ghosts from things like people. You don't get ghosts of cabbages."
Windle Poons sat back in his chair. He had a vision of a vast pool of life, a lake being fed by a million short-lived tributaries, as living things came to the end of their span. And life force was leaking out of the pressure built up, leaking out wherever it could.
"Do you think I could have a word with one?"
he began and then stopped. He got up and lurched over to Mrs. Cake's mantelpiece.
"How long have you had this, Mrs. Cake?"
he demanded, picking up a familiar glassy object.
"That, bought it yesterday. Pretty, ain't it?"
Windle shook the globe. It was almost identical to the ones under his floorboards. Snowflakes whirled up and settled on an exquisite model of Unseen University. It reminded him strongly of something. Well, the building obviously reminded him of the university, but the shape of the whole thing, there was a hint of it. It made him think of breakfast?
"Why is it happening?" he said, half to himself. "These damn things are turning up everywhere."
The wizards ran down the corridor.
"How can you kill ghosts?"
"How should I know? The question doesn't usually arise."
You exercise them, I think."
"What, jumping up and down, running on the spot, that kind of thing?"
The dean had been ready for this.
"It's spelled with an O, Arch-Chancellor. I don't think one is expected to subject them to physical exertion."
"Should think not, man. We don't want a lot of healthy ghosts buzzing around."
There was a blood-curdling scream. It echoed around the dark pillars and arches and was suddenly cut off. The Arch-Chancellor stopped abruptly. The wizards cannoned into him.
"Sounded like a blood-curdling scream," he said. "Follow me."
He ran around the corner. There was a metallic crash and a lot of swearing.